please welcome in our new sponsor, Fishing Clash. Download Fishing Clash for free right now on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of your Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose the gift code section, and input my special code Taskmaster to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20. Enjoy chilling atmosphere after a hard-working day. Get familiar with different types of fish species and their habits. You can choose one or two, or you know what you like the most. Explore amazing fishing spots worldwide, from Florida to Kamchatka. Whether you prefer fly fishing, ice fishing, trolling, you'll admire the look of all the fishing spots available in this game. This game will help you remember how you went fishing with your dad when you were a kid. So download Fishing Clash today for free on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of the Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose gift code section, and input the special code Taskmaster to get a total value of $20. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fishing Clash, as it is a great casual time killer. If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved. Three, two, one. Happy New Year from our friends over at Manscaped. The ball has officially dropped, but that doesn't mean you have to drop the ball on your balls in 2023. Whether you had a New Year's kiss or not, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming have you covered for your much-needed resolution of bringing sexy back. So join the 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use the promo code Sullivan20 for 20% off plus free shipping. Let us have a toast for a new year, new you, and a new you with no pubes. To complete the set, Manscaped threw in the Shed travel bag and anti-chafing boxers as free gifts to give to you to keep all your goodies stored nice and comfortably to go along with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside that Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the signature Lawnmower 4.0. The advanced skin-safe technology reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate part. It also comes equipped with a 4000K LED spotlight that will shine a light to the promised land 2023 looks to be. Cheers to new balls in 2023. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Sullivan20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use that promo code Sullivan20. Time to feel sexy and free this 2023 with Manscaped. The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props, MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code TASKMASTER to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. Put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code TASKMASTER and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hand with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just don't forget to use that promo code TASKMASTER. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with MyBookie. Welcome to Taskmaster Talks with Kevin Sullivan. I'm your host, JP Jampaz. With me, of course, the star of the show, the former WCW and ECW World Tag Team Champion, one of the greatest minds and bookers ever in the history of the business, the Games Master, the Taskmaster, the devil himself, Mr. Kevin Sullivan. Kevin, how are you doing today, sir?
Very good, JP. How are you, my friend?
Doing good. What's going on in your world? It seems like you're heating up down there in Florida lately.
Yeah, they started Championship Wrestle from Florida again. They did the TV taping. A lot of good stuff. Dan Lambert, who owns American Top Team. You know who he is, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Gangrel, Gohegas, Andrew Anderson, Brian Brock, a host of others. It was very good.
Are you on like the booking committee? Are you actually like doing commentary, or are you part of the talent? What are you doing down there?
I'm not talent. I'm commentating, and I'm watching over what they're doing. Yeah.
Nice. Almost bringing you back to the old days of booking down there in Florida.
Yeah, almost. They got a great crew in here, so. Yeah,
it seems like they're picking up a lot of momentum, right? It seems like they're picking up some speed down there.
They sure are. They're doing very well.
So,
Cruz owns two companies down here. He runs Discounting Championship Wrestling from Florida. He has, you know, CCW, and they run 8 to 14 times a month.
Wow, nice. So he's got a lot of good things going on down there in Florida.
Now,
as far as today and the topic at hand, it's a sad one, but we wanted to bring it up. Obviously, you have a lot of history with this guy, the passing of the one and only superstar Billy Graham, former WWF World Heavyweight Champion, just absolute legend. The business died at the age of 79. What did you think when you heard about the passing of superstar? I know he wasn't in the best of health.
No, he's been sick. Sorry to say, for the probably last decade, right? But the first time I ever saw superstar Billy Graham, I was a little kid and I opened up Strength and Health magazine, and there he was curling 225. I think he was about 18 years old. He looked like he had 20-inch arms at the time. He was back in the day when they had Teenage Mr. America. They had Teenage Miss America East Coast and Teenage Miss America West Coast. East Coast was Frank Zane. Frank Zane became Mr. Olympia, and Billy won the West Coast. Billy was a real innovator in pro wrestling.
A lot of people have said it, and I totally agree. He's like the first real deal sports entertainer where he'd kind of bring you in with his mouth and his look, and then wrestling came, you know, after that, really. You agree with that? Kind of the first real deal sports entertainer for the WWF?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
When did you actually, like, meet him, like, as far as the wrestling business? Was it in the WWF?
No, he came to Florida when I was getting ready to leave one time with Steve Strong. And I think after that, he went up to New York. But I had come in at almost the same time as Billy. I came in for a couple of TV tapings when Koloff made his second appearance up there.
Now, that's not Steve Strong, the guy who played that Minotaur gimmick, is
no,
it?
No, this was Steve Strong. He was about 6'4", big blonde guy. He's actually the guy that painted the portrait for Jesse Ventura when he was governor.
Wow.
He made a lot of money on the early days of T-shirts. He was a Santa Monica guy. Bought a lot of property in Santa Monica when it was dirt cheap. Became hugely successful in the art world. Was a very nice guy and a pretty good wrestler, too.
As far as superstar, the first thing that I found, and I was surprised by this, the first time you guys were in a match together was 1975 WWF event in Landover, Maryland. It was a $10,000 20-man battle royal. Do you remember that at all? Bugsy McGraw ends up winning it. But do you remember that at all, Landover, Maryland, being in the same ring as Superstar in 75?
Yeah. I had wrestled Superstar in tag matches with him and Koloff a few times with Haystacks Calhoun.
Oh, okay. Nice. And you've wrestled him, I don't know if you remember this, in 1976 for the WWF in Bangor, Maine. I don't know if you're going to remember that at all.
Who wrestled him?
You did. Bangor, Maine, I found. Yep.
I did?
I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I read, yes.
Yeah, I think I did. Now that you mentioned it, I think maybe somebody didn't show up and they put me in it. I was thinking Bangor.
You're saying in 76 in WWF you wouldn't have gotten a match at Superstar?
I don't think so. My role was to get the guy ready for Bruno. I would, like, Sparisari on his way out, I get a win over him, like a count-out win, and guys that Kentucky Butcher, guys that were leaving, I get a count-out win or win on a DQ, and then put the guy that was ready to go work with Bruno over.
What did you think about Superstar at that point in the, you know, basically the mid to late 70s in WWF, right before he ends up winning the world championship? Like, what did you think of him? Obviously, great body and stuff, but what did you think about him as a wrestler, and what did you think about him as a person?
He was a great person. He was very good to me when he didn't have to be. One time when him and Koloff were getting ready to leave, when they're going to go to L.A., you know that story, right?
No.
John?
No, I don't think so.
They came and gave their notice to Vince Senior, and they were going to run opposition in L.A. against Mike LaBelle. Mike LaBelle was one of Vince's dearest friends. He said, boys, you know, I got to tell them. They said, yeah, it was their last TV, and I believe it was Hamburg, And he said, well, you can finish up tonight. And he actually called LaBelle that. Billy told me he called LaBelle as soon as they told him. And Vince being Vince, doing the right thing, he was going to have Billy and Koloff beat me and Calhoun. Well, I got so friendly with Billy and Koloff, they got disqualified of me, and I got my hand raised on TV. That's not many people could say that.
True. WWF Championship Wrestling TV.
They changed the finish.
Amazing.
Yeah, they changed the finish. Yeah.
Pretty awesome. What did you
think? And then when I, then we, what?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, well, like, what did you think at that point? Like, you were getting a push, or you just thought they're on their way out, like, we got lucky?
No. They come into the ring, everybody thought they were going over. And Billy and Koloff said, we'll change the finish. We're going to get your hand raised.
Love it.
Yeah.
What did happen? Because he does come back in 77, obviously, and has a huge run. What happened?
What happened when he came back?
Yeah, like obviously he was in the good graces again.
Well, it wasn't that it was a bad. I mean, he went back and explained it to Vince. He said, we're getting ready to leave. We don't know if we'll be back. The kids worked hard. You know, it didn't hurt us. And, you know, I'm not going to say it was the right thing to do because I don't think it was. Billy and Ivan should have beaten me. But I think they appreciated that I worked hard and I was, you know, I had become friends with them and they were very nice to me.
Did that help you, like, in your career later on, like having a win over those guys on TV?
No, I don't think. Maybe, you know, I'm not even sure if people remember that at all. You know what I mean?
So he does come back in 77 to the WWF, and obviously he ends up beating Bruno Sammartino for the championship, the world championship, which was maybe a bit surprising at the time, April 30th in Baltimore. I know he cheats, put his foot on the rope, but still, he beat Bruno. Bruno's second run, which was over, you know, 1,500 days, and another long title run for Bruno, or over 1,000 days. So what did you think about him winning the World Heavyweight Championship off of Bruno Sammartino?
Well, I was there in 76 with Billy, when Billy and Koloff came back. And they, Billy lit the place on fire along with Ivan. You know, let's do some fantasy booking, okay? The biggest mistake I ever saw in the wrestling business was beating Billy Graham. And this is no knock on Backlund. Nobody should have beat Billy at this time. It was the only time, and you went to the Gardens. It's the only time I've ever seen people cheer for a heel.
Mm-hmm.
And he was leaning that way. Fantasy booking, we turned Koloff. After Billy wins the belt, we turn Koloff on Billy, right, in tags. Then we bring in somebody that had wrestled Bruno before, whether it be Stasiak or Bull Ramos or somebody that drew money with Bruno, right? And then now that Billy's a babyface, he wrestles Koloff, we have, I'll say Bull Ramos, right? Bull Ramos comes down the ring, they leave him laying, beat him to death, they stretch him out. Billy does one of those interviews that only Billy Graham could do and says, I'm hurt now. They say I'm put up for 2 weeks, but 2 weeks now I'll be in the Garden with a mystery partner. A week before the Garden's or maybe 2 weeks before the Gardens, Bruno comes out and does an interview with Billy. You better go to Shea Stadium or Yankee Stadium with that one.
I love it.
Yeah, he would have been off and running. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You could have fed Billy heels. You could have had Billy and Bruno on special occasions because Bruno had kind of disappeared after he lost the belt. You could have brought him back. I mean, you could have stacked those cards. And you could have gone to, in the summer months, you could have gone to every stadium, Comiskey Park, you know, Fenway Park, you know, Dodger Stadium. You could have gone anywhere, right? With those names. You didn't even have to have national TV because all those guys that have been exposed in that area. You could have done very well. Billy was a very special guy. I mean, there's a picture of him. And the only thing close that I've ever seen was Scott Steiner's bicep like his. But Billy was taller. He was the first. His arm, that one arm shot that you see where it looks like there's two biceps.
Yep.
I mean, he was Dan Lurie's, who had a federation. He was his Mr. America. Billy was in strongman contest on television. He was a hell of an athlete. You know, he was a great discus and shot putter. I believe he ran dashes too. He was a power lifter. He bench pressed over 600 pounds. I mean, I think Billy never got over losing that belt. It affected him some way.
Why did he lose? I know you're kind of playing fantasy booker, though.
Yeah.
And I know you were kind of, you know, in and around Vince McMahon Sr. So what's the thought process? Why and why to Backlund, of all people? It seemed like that was the next craze. He was so over, you know, 20 main events, Madison Square Garden. He's selling out like crazy. It was obviously working.
He sold out 19 out of 20.
Amazing. So, like, why? What, like, why the why change?
Vince Sr. was one of the most honorable people, not just promoters, I ever met. When Billy came in, he told him the day he would win the belt and the day he would lose it. Now, WWF had ethnic champions. Even some, like, going back to Rocker and Perez, Puerto Rican, Italian, South American, right? Rocker. Yep. Then they had Bruno, an Italian. Then when Pedro became the champion, there was a lot of riots. Blackjack Mulligan got stabbed with the knife. You heard about that, right, in Boston?
Yep, yep.
Eddie had just come off of Jack Briscoe being world champion. The All-American, they, Vince and Eddie were very close. There's a connection. When Vince called Eddie, Steve Kern and Backlund were tag team partners. And Vince started talking about Backlund, and Eddie told him, they're both good, but I would take Kern because his father is the, one of the only two people in the history of the United States that was a two-time prisoner of war. Steve's dad was shot down on his first mission in Germany. He was a prisoner of war in Germany. And then Steve's dad was shot down in Vietnam, spent 7.5 years with John McCain and Hanoi Hilton. They did a big angle when Eddie was gone to Australia because Steve says he doesn't think they could ever have gotten the angle past Eddie. when Bob Roop, who was in the military, said that Kern's father was a coward. And they did a huge angle. And Roop basically didn't go out of his house for 6 months. It was probably the hottest angle ever shot in Florida. And he was kind of directing him to Kern. And Vince said, no, I'm going with Backlund. I like his amateur status. And it's been said that there was a $100 bet that he couldn't get Backlund over. He said, oh, I'll get him over. So he gave Bobby the date that he would win the championship. But you know how, you and I probably get a lot of heat about this. Remember how I said, why would you beat Roman Reigns if it's not broke? Don't fix it, even with Cody.
Yep.
Why, when you can see history in front of you, that the fans are turning him babyface? He's still talking like a heel. They want him to be a babyface. He looks different than anybody else. He talks better than anybody else. His work was passable because he was so charismatic. And I go back to, okay, you just feed him heels like you did Bruno, but you got Bruno in the wings that you finally work it up with. Koloff and him are in their third match in the Gardens, and we'll say it's a Russian chain match, and down comes Bull Ramos, and they kill Billy, and he says, I got a mystery partner. And Bruno makes an interview. Do you really think they couldn't have gone to Shea Stadium, $35,000-$40,000 gold? I mean, not dollars, people.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it was there. And then, you know, with the crew they had there, you had Morocco, right? You had Stud. You had Andre. You had Dusty In and Out. You had Jimmy Snuka. They were bringing Piper in occasionally, right? They're actually bringing Flair in occasionally. Add those guys to the card. Whoa. I think they could have done enormous business, and I think it really took a toll on Billy's head, because he could have come back with Backlund many times and returns and worked something out. You know, he didn't have to put Backlund over except for that one time, really. Maybe even if Vince wanted to do it so bad, you get Billy to give him the rub where he saves Billy or Billy saves him. It wouldn't be the same effect with Bruno, but it certainly would have given Bob a quicker time limit to get over.
Yeah, to me, it's just one of those things, like, it's a head scratcher. Looking back, I know Backlund would be the champ for 5 years, but just one of those things, like, wow. Maybe Billy should have just held on to the title, because if you look at the history, it's like, okay, Buddy Rogers, heel champion, only held the belt for a month. Obviously, you know, he was on his way out anyway. But then if you really look at it, Stan Stasiak, or even before that, Ivan Koloff held it for like about a few weeks. Stan Stasiak held it for a week. So they finally got on a heel who's going to hold it for almost a year. And then, like, the momentum was there, and to keep it on him, just, it's so weird. I know he gave his word or whatever, but change things up. You got to adapt, right? I mean, you could change things.
That's how honorable a person Vince was. I was there 13 months. A guy in my position, first of all, I think Vince liked that the fact was I didn't start there and I was a hometown boy. I've been in the business 5 years. I wanted to learn. I told you the story about him. Catch me looking at his book, right?
Yep.
I came from Florida, and I'm sure Eddie said some nice things about me. Or I think he did, anyway. I could actually go to Vince when there was two ends of the territory. There was the New England end and the Jersey end. And I'd look at his book, and we'll say on a Tuesday night, Morristown, New Jersey was running. And then Salem, Mass was running. Well, that was a four-hour hike for me to go Morristown, right? Salem was a 20-minute hike, right? And I go to him and say, Vince, can I ask you something? He said, what is it? I say, you got me in Morristown. I'm in the New England the rest of the week. I'm going to make the same money, I believe, in the position I'm at. Can you switch it around? Yeah, sure. And then, like I said, I was there 13 months. He came to me and said, listen, I don't want you to get burnt out. He said, I'd like you to find a place, and I want you to come back. I did something very stupid. That night I went home and called Mike and said, hey, this is the situation. He said, yeah, I'll give you a starting date. The next day, Vince called me and said, I want you to go to L.A. He offered me a guarantee, which he would pay me. And it was a pretty good guarantee, especially for L.A. And he said, the extra money that you get paid in L.A. will just be a bonus. And I said, well, I already committed to Florida. And I think that was a huge mistake, because I'm sure it got back to Eddie, because that was the only time in Florida I wasn't ever used well. So it was like, you got to learn a lesson, kid. So everything works out in the end, but Vince was super nice to me. He paid me well. One time one of my family members died, and I missed Philly. Philly, another big town, and I think I mixed Boston, Philly, and the Gardens. And the next town I was in was on a Wednesday, and it was in the Boston area, and Angelo Cervoli came up to me and said, here's an envelope. I said, what's this for? He said, Vince wants you to have it for the towns you missed. And he gave me, like a semifinal payoff for those three towns. I couldn't believe it. So he's a very honorable man.
When you look at Superstar Billy Graham, okay, he loses the title to Backlund, which was pretty shocking and crazy. And crazy that Backlund held the title for that long, although, great champion, but just crazy like the way that all that happened, because it right. had that not happened, who knows about Hogan? Because Hogan is kind of the next level of superstar. He right. said he's kind of a Superstar Billy Graham clone with a little bit of Dusty mixed in. So if that doesn't happen, maybe you don't get the Hogan era.
That's an amazing idea, because remember, Hulk came into New York as a heel at first.
Yep.
Could you imagine the kind of money they could have drawn against one another if Billy was champion?
Forget about it. Yep.
And you could have switched the belt back and forth, because it was only, 5 or 6 years later?
Yeah.
Right?
Hogan comes and in Billy, late 83, early 84. Yeah.
Yeah, 83, so we're talking 77, we're talking 6 years. And Billy would have still been in incredible shape. There might have been, and I don't know this for a fact, but I have this idea in my head, and I think I can see things sometimes, because I've seen it over and over again. It's like Leave It to Beaver when Whitey steals the dog and blames it on the beef. Well, I know the finish because I've seen it 32 times, right?
Right.
I think when Vince Jr. started out, Vince Jr. had Maine, New Hampshire, Manchester, which was a very good town. Secondary town, and a bunch of towns in Massachusetts. I think Billy missed Manchester. And that might have been, as crazy as that sounds, that might have been a deciding factor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy. Because when you look at it, he had that awesome feud with Dusty Rhodes. I mean, obviously he held the belt for almost a year. Just what an awesome run for him. But it just, it ended. And it's funny, when you look at the Dusty Rhodes, Dusty said it was probably his favorite matches. I interviewed, luckily enough, about 5 years ago, I got to interview Superstar Billy Graham. He said the Dusty feud is his favorite. So those were his favorite matches. You had that, you know, that fervor, everything was going his way. And then they have him drop the title. Crazy.
And it affected him, like I said. It affected him. He went into a deep depression. Because after he lost the belt, I don't think he wrestled more than... I think he went to Japan a couple of tours, but I don't think he wrestled 20 times that year in the States.
Yeah, because he leaves. He goes to Paul Bosch in Houston, Texas. He goes CWA. He goes to Japan for a little bit. He goes down, you know, obviously in Memphis, like I said. He goes to Canada. I mean, he goes kind of goes all over the place. He goes back to the WWF in 82, 83. He goes for the AWA for a little bit. And then he ends up with you again in Florida in 84.
Right.
So he's kind of all over the place. But for a former WWF champion of that, like, ilk, it's crazy that he was, like, traveling all around.
And he stayed with me longer than he stayed in those territories that you talk about. Most of them, maybe with Paul, it was three shows, and you know, because they were one standalone shows. Maybe in Canada, it was only a couple. AWA wasn't more than 3 months. He was down here with me for 6 or 8 months.
And you guys were, well, teamed at first, but then you guys had a big feud, right? Then you guys started really having a big feud.
He was the only guy ever to turn against my guys and me. And I don't know if people want to look at the angle. I actually, someone pulled it up the other day. I hardwayed Billy with a chair. And, then he did some of the most amazing promos I ever saw. And I haven't seen this promos ever again. I had blinded Billy with the chair. He saved Lenota Littleheart when she was the Lock. And then me and Humperdinck hit with a chair in the back when he grabbed my arm. Then I picked up the chair. I threw it at him. About 3 feet away, and it split his eye. And then we hung him with his gi, and then we just destroyed him. And then Billy went back to Arizona in the desert, laid in a riverbed, dried riverbed, with his feet tied. Did you ever see it?
No, it sounds awesome, though.
His feet, like he was being drawn and quartered, and it was just pictures. It wasn't video. And he told the story about why he went in the desert, how he was purging his soul to get back on the right track. Then he came back and made some amazing interviews. And he was 8/10 of the way back to looking like Superstar Billy Graham. Dark tan, big guns. And then he talked him into the building. It wasn't me drawing the house. It was him. I mean, we went to Lakeland, and people were so enamored because, think about this, he was a babyface. This could have been 10 times, 1,000 times more over in New York, right? In Lakeland, are you familiar with Lakeland?
It's right a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
yep,
there's an exit for the Civic Center. And they were actually stopping cars, the police, and saying, show us your tickets if you don't have any. If you don't live in this area, you can't, you got to turn around. I mean, and we didn't have, we didn't have Dusty on these cars. Dusty had gotten up to Carolina. He wasn't there full time yet, but he was, you know, working there quite a bit. But I still had Blackjack. I still had Barry, but Billy carried the company on his back by himself.
Amazing. You guys had barroom brawls, Texas death matches. I mean, you guys had tag matches. I mean, a lot of crazy matches between you guys. $50,000 battle royals. I mean, a lot of crazy matches involving you and Billy, Superstar Billy Graham.
Yeah, and then finally, I think our blow-off was in Lakeland in a cage match. And Billy got the call to go to North Carolina with Dusty. He was nice enough to put me over in the cage.
Love that.
Getting a win, yeah, and getting a win off of Billy just raised my profile so much more. Because up until that time, they actually thought this was the end of us. And then Billy went up there and he did really well.
When you look at a Superstar Billy Graham, and I'm always curious about this, what is up with when he shaves his head and does the karate gimmick? What was that all about?
This is what he told me, and I don't know. He told me that he was so pissed at not winning the belt, he wasn't going to give them Superstar Billy Graham when he came back.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He almost wanted to self-destruct.
Crazy.
Yeah.
When you look at it, he obviously goes to JCP. I mean, it doesn't really do much there. I mean, it's not like he's having big-time feuds or anything. But, you know, he's there for a little bit. Then he goes back to the WWF, and he actually wrestles for a little bit, gets injured, and then kind of that's really kind of the end of his career. Like, he was supposed to be at the Survivor Series team with Hogan. Not on it. He's a part of Slammies in 87, and Hogan really kowtows to him and, you know, bows to him. And I mean, Hogan makes sure he makes a big deal. And Hogan always, always, always gives him credit. Even in Hogan's Hall of Fame speech, gives Superstar Billy. So he's always kowtowing to him, always giving him credit. He's trying to get him on a Survivor Series team, but injuries caught up with him. So he basically became an announcer and a commentator and a manager for Don Morocco for a while.
Right. Issues caught up with Billy quickly, and it was like one thing led to another. Yeah.
Was that from like rampant steroid abuse, taking too many bumps? Like what would you equate it to?
Well, from what I've read and what I've seen, a lot of people have problems with taking abundance of steroids. Billy made no secret that he took way too many. And he'd been taking them for a long time. He was taking them before people even heard of steroids. So I think that might have had the problem. You know what I mean? It's a shame Billy isn't still here. Things went different in his life when he... That not winning the title changes whole projection of life.
He really should have held it longer. And his last match is at 87 against Butch Reed. Loses to Butch Reed, and like that's the end of the in-ring career. Kind of in and around the business, like I said, but he has a falling out with Vince in 89, ends up leaving the WWF, doesn't want to be the commentator there anymore. Would have a Legends deal for a while. Much later on, he'd be brought back in, obviously, 2004. He'd be put in the Hall of Fame. You know, they give him his flowers a little bit. But to me, I don't know. It's one of the things where it's crazy. It's like somehow, some way, he should have been not a pension, but some sort of like you got to give this guy some sort of respect. I know they ended up writing a book for him and, you know, other avenues of revenue streams for him. But to me, it's, I don't know, it's weird. It's like this guy was on top of the world. He main event MSG. And kind of when he was passed away, he was almost didn't have any money. You know, he was doing a lot of GoFundMes and stuff like that. It's just crazy.
Well, you also got to realize this. Didn't he get on Vince's bad side, go around talking to people?
Yes.
Making stories up, you know.
Possibly, yes.
You know, he even said he made the story up about Patterson, who was a dear friend of his. His wife wouldn't stick up to the stories, which he wanted her to do. He had turned into a pariah in the wrestling business because he had exposed some of the stuff and then made up stories. I think nobody liked Superstar more than Vince Sr. and Jr. Let me explain that, rather. Jr. I mean, I've heard an interview him saying that he came 10 years or 5 years too late, ahead of his time. But, you know, Billy didn't do himself any favors, whether you're mad. Some of the things you should keep to yourself, especially these people were friends of yours. If you want to be a rat, you know, I don't see that, you know what I mean? And then making up stories about other people, you know, and him being such a steroid abuser and saying Vince was giving him steroids. Like I told you, the first picture I ever saw of him, he was 18, 17 or 18 years old, he was on the gas.
Yep.
So it's a sad ending for a very good person. And his wife is an angel.
To me, easily, you know, one of the all-time greats. I mean, if you think about it, there's been all-time greats before, but people don't emulate them. Hogan has emulated him. Jesse Ventura has emulated him. Scott Steiner's emulated him. So there's all-time greats. Austin Idol, yes.
We can go down the era in history. So many people. I think Billy influenced more people than anybody in the wrestling business. And I actually believe that when they took the belt off of Billy, he had a nervous breakdown.
He was on top of the world and they took it away from him, yeah.
Yeah.
But like I've seen all-time greats, but you know, it's like, oh, I'm not emulating that guy. I mean, everybody was copying everything he was doing. It's crazy. His look, his poses, I mean, so many things.
And here's the other thing, JP, that you didn't bring up. Everybody raised their interview game.
Yep.
You want to hear, you know, the guys that I think are great interviewers, right? Billy comes in second. You know who's first?
Dusty,
well, the guy I'm going to tell you, Dusty says is number one too. King Curtis.
Wow, okay.
Billy said Curtis was the best.
Well, I know Hogan loved King Curtis too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, amazing. He brought Curtis back many a time. You know, the great white Bengal tiger, you know.
Hey, Flair and Dusty, to their credit, kind of gave Billy a lot of credit. Billy Graham, they would say they copied off of him.
They were such Bob Dylan freaks. When a new Dylan album would come out, one of them would call the other one, right? Say, I'm going to play the album. They leave the phone down, turn on the album and walk away, and then come back and flip the other side.
Nice.
And they just had the magic with one another. You know, there are guys that you run in the business and you have magic. Flair and Steamboat, Dusty and Terry, Dusty and Flair, Dusty and Billy. But of all of them that Dusty had, I think Dusty and Superstar were the most intense. And he made Dusty look incredible. Not that Dusty wasn't. But Billy elevated Dusty because that's what he could do because he was so over. And you got to realize, Dusty was so over, he was coming from Florida and selling out, right? He wasn't in the territory. But Billy really dug down to make sure his boy was over.
When you look at it, what is his legacy? I know we're kind of saying, you know, like people emulating him, but how would you describe his legacy?
Talent not used to the complete finish. It's like his career stopped when he lost the belt. There was so much more for him to do. And I may be crazy, but I keep on bringing up when he turns babyface, you stick him with Bruno.
Yep.
And then if you really wanted to, you could drug that thing out and Pedro wrestle Bruno.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Could you imagine if they had, after Billy had been babyface for a long time, can you imagine what kind of money they would have drawn?
I agree. Crazy that the reign didn't last longer. It's funny, the way things kind of worked out, where Hogan kind of basically, to me, kind of takes that Billy Graham role and, you know, turns it times 10, but, you know, he turns it into more of a baby face, but he takes it for what it should have been and expands it and creates the Hogan era. You know, so Billy was 5 years, 6 years too soon.
He just, in my head, and I'll blew the business open. It could have been, you know, like you back in the day, soap operas. Now playing the role of Billy Graham today is Hulk Hogan.
Right.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
Because it was Hulk. I saw something just recently, and I think it was Billy against Dusty, maybe. Billy did the ear thing. What Hogan used to do, you know?
Yes. Yep.
I saw Billy do that. I about died.
It's funny. He said he got that and the posing from Billy, and he got the finger wag and the Hulk up thing from Dusty. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty awesome. Hogan's like a combination of Dusty and Billy, basically.
Yeah. And what a great combination to be.
Yep. Two of the best, easily.
Yeah. Yeah. They had a very cool thing at Championship Wrestling from Florida. They tried to make it look like a smortatorium. They had a desk like it and everything. And they had the banner, Championship Wrestling from Florida. But where the people were sitting, they had a black and white picture of Gordon. To the right of him, they had a picture of of Eddie. And to the left of Gordon, they had Dusty. Then on Eddie's right side was Jack Briscoe, and next to Dusty was Mike Graham. It was really, really cool.
Oh, wow, cool. Love that like, homage to history. Love that.
Yeah, so you'll be able to see clips of it pretty soon.
Awesome. Well, it's awesome kind of running down the history of Superstar Billy Graham. Obviously, RIP, died at 79 years old, one of the all-time greats. For sure. And we were mentioning it so many times, like everybody was copying him. So easily one of the all time greats.
Yeah, I just like to say, rest in peace, Billy. You deserve it.
Now let's hit the plugs. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Two Man Power Trip. Check out the website, tmptempire.com. You can follow Kevin on Instagram at Taskmaster Talks. Kevin, what else you got going on?
I'm going to be in St. Louis Saturday for Herb Simmons. And then I'm on to Jacksonville for the big convention. And then I'm going to Conrad's blowout at the end of the month.
Wow, nice. Very cool. I like that. Yeah. All right. Thank you, everybody out there, for listening. We'll see you right back here next week for a little Taskmaster Talks with Kevin Sullivan. We'll see you next week, folks. We'll be right back.
This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You could check us out on Facebook. You could subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPTEmpire to become a patron, and also check out the website TMPTEmpire.com and buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Two Man Power Trip, where the power lies, brother. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Fishing Clash. Download Fishing Clash for free right now on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of your Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose the gift code section, and input my special code, Taskmaster, to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20. Enjoy a chilling atmosphere after a hard-working day. Get familiar with different types of fish species and their habits. You can choose one or two, or you know what you like the most. Explore amazing fishing spots worldwide from Florida to Kamchatka. Whether you prefer fly fishing, ice fishing, trolling, you'll admire the look of all the fishing spots available in this game. This game will help you remember how you went fishing with your dad when you were a kid. So download Fishing Clash today for free on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of the Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose gift code section, and input the special code TASKMASTER to get a total value of $20. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fishing Clash, as it is a great casual time killer. If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved. Three, two, one. Happy New Year from our friends over at Manscaped. The ball has officially dropped, but that doesn't mean you have to drop the ball on your balls in 2023. Whether you had a New Year's kiss or not, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming have you covered for your much-needed resolution of bringing sexy back. So join the 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use the promo code Sullivan20 for 20% off plus free shipping. Let us have a toast for a new year, new you, and a new you with no pubes. To complete the set, Manscaped threw in the shed travel bag and anti-chafing boxers as free gifts to give to you to keep all your goodies stored nice and comfortably to go along with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside that Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the Signature Lawnmower 4.0, the advanced skin-safe technology, reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate parts. It also comes equipped with a 4000K LED spotlight that will shine a light to the promised land 2023 looks to be. Cheers to new balls in 2023. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Sullivan20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use that promo code Sullivan20. Time to feel sexy and free this 2023 with Manscaped.